Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yesterday around this time, we talked about a person who drove their car into an apartment complex in Irondequoit.
Yeah, did a number on a joint.
Yeah, not great, not great. Well, it's another day. But the stories, they stay the same.
What happened now?
Well, now there's a store on Ridge Road that is dealing with the effects of the same damn thing. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, just after 640, 645. Mm. We're not outdoorsy people.
No.
But there is...
Not in these outfits.
There is... What, your turtleneck with your shacket? You look like a...
I could shoot a rifle. I could go on a fox hunt. With
yeah, you go on a fox hunt in 1830.
Yeah, that's when you did it. That's when fox hunt was fox hunt.
You look like
it's too political now.
You look like a bad Robert Goulet impersonator.
You know, Kimmy does not know who that is.
Doesn't matter. That's what you look like.
Yeah, the singer.
Ah!
Hey!
Just after 640, 645. We are not outdoorsy people yet. There is something romantic about what is happening this weekend in our area that I think all three of us would have a really good time at.
Outside, going out and doing it.
Yeah, even though we have no idea really how to do this. Oh. And we'll tell you what it is just after 640, 645 here in the break room on CMF. Someone drove into the fast track on Ridge Road yesterday.
The gas station.
You got it.
Convenience store.
Yep. It happened just after 8:30 in the morning.
It's, damn, early.
I believe it's the one right on, it's like near Dewey.
So that place must have been super ass busy, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Rush hour time.
Yeah, you're getting your gas, your scratchers.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know there are people that get their coffee and breakfast there, right? Like, I mean, it's like a restaurant. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, the good news.
Good news.
No one was hurt.
All right.
And police are saying this was an honest accident. The driver accelerated forward when they meant to go backward and smashed in the gas.
I meant to go forward, but then I went backward.
Did you guys see the pictures of this?
No.
Bro, the front window was like gone.
Yeah, I can imagine, right? And usually there's all kind of displays out in front of those joints, too. So all that stuff could have been smashed.
They must have moved it by the time the picture was taken, but it was now an open-air gas station.
Okay.
It was like what you'd see in like the Cayman Islands, right? Somebody with a steel drum.
Yeah.
Do you stay open after something like that happens?
I guess it would be hard to because they got to clean it up.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously you got to check on the driver and make sure no one else is
hurt. You also got to check on the structure to make sure that something doesn't like collapse on your head when you walk in after you ram the building. They got to close.
Didn't think about that, but it just hit the window, it looks like. The window.
Yeah, but you don't know until somebody has to. Somebody's got to give it the all clear.
Okay.
Well, right?
Well, I don't know. Like, I mean, think about, look, I know there may be people that work at gas stations listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can identify with this. Do you think there are a lot of structural engineers that are moonlighting as gas station attendants at 8:30 in the morning?
Probably not.
Do you think that would have crossed anybody's mind inside the gas station that's working there, right? I'm just thinking out loud here. Like, your job is your job. You're focused on cashing people out and making people breakfast and getting coffee ready.
But they also got to get the car out of there and all that stuff. They got to close.
Like, I'm curious, after the dust and glass settled, do you just go back to checking people out with a big old hole in the building? Because, like, folks have the routines.
Or maybe it's, like, slightly boarded up, you know?
Well, I'm saying, like, it's going to take a while to board it up. Because, like, even the picture that I saw, the glass people
still
were
open.
There.
Okay.
Well, but I don't know if it was still open. There were employees inside the store, but I couldn't see the register. Like, Tommy, you and I are very regimented.
Yes.
Most people are on a very tight schedule in the morning. And if you're someone on your way to work.
Oh, yeah.
And you stop to get coffee in your hand, having to go somewhere else while you're in line would really F up your day.
Well, you could still get gas if you're just using your card, right? I mean, you could just pay at the pump and just, that could stay open.
What if you need your coffee, though?
Oh, now you're screwed.
Or if you get a snack.
Need a snack?
You have to make a Dunkin' run.
Yeah.
But think about it. Like going, you know, everywhere at 8:30 in the morning which sells coffee, it's packed, right? So I could lose 20, 30, 45 minutes sitting in a line by not checking out in the line I'm already in.
So the old grocery store I worked at years ago,
sure,
we had a tragedy in one of the stores, and they had to shut down the store for the rest of the day. And it made the papers and stuff way back in the day. And we opened the next morning, and we had protesters out front saying, why are you open?
Oh.
But we also had people that wanted to come in and shop. So they were MFing each other as they were passing each other going in and out. Because some people, they don't care what happened. They just want to go in and get their food. And this was like the only grocery store in this neighborhood. A lot of walk-up trade.
Sure.
They want their food, to your point.
Yeah.
And I come in here every day to get this, and I'm coming in to get this.
Well, I mean, it may not even be a selfish move. Like, you're right. If that's the only place in your neighborhood, like you just described, right? If this is the place you go every day.
You're right.
It's what my option is.
So most people probably go, yep, I'm coming in, stepping over the glass.
All right. So let's say then, again, talking about this accident yesterday at the Fast Track on West Ridge Road in the city right there near Dewey. Somebody drove through the front. It was a complete accident. Mm. They meant to hit reverse. They went forward, whatever. Nobody was hurt, thank God. If you're in line and you decide you're going to leave, when can you leave?
Oh.
Because like if you walk out right away.
You might have ran up and you heard the glass smash and the car showed up.
Okay, but you're going to turn back to see what happened.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's one of those things, too, that happens so fast you wait a second to process it.
Well, you're not ready for it.
All right, so you're in line. The glass gets smashed.
Haven't paid for my stuff yet.
Haven't paid for your stuff. Okay. You're going to leave, right?
I already heated up my burrito.
Do you have to hang around to not look like a dick?
No, because you got to go to work.
Okay, but somebody could be really hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not going to help.
But how long do you give it?
You know.
Okay, I checked around. Okay, bye.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm paying for my burrito, coffee, out.
252 WCMF. Because, like, you and I and Kimmy, we're not, like, first responder trained.
No.
No.
Nobody is.
I can't offer any, like, medical help.
But, Kimmy, it also feels like if I leave right away before everything is, like, settled, I'm doing something wrong.
But nobody's going to notice. Like, nobody cares because everybody's freaking out. Like, they're not going to go, where's Pat? Right?
I don't know. You wouldn't notice somebody being like, well, I'm out.
I have to stick around to like give a statement or anything?
What's your statement?
Well, just like because they're going to ask
to the accident. Well,
I know, but they're going to want to know what happened.
I love how you've created a situation where you're not even paying attention.
Get out of there,
you're
man.
The biggest gossip queen of all time. You'd be like, "Hey, you guys, see this over here? Bye."
But I don't want to give a statement. What if I get dragged into a court or something? I get like some summons. I had to go show up. Because somebody's suing somebody now.
You know, that's how the criminal justice system in this country works.
Let
the
other people work it. I'm out.
I guess if there are other people around, you're probably okay. But if you're the only one, you might have to stick around.
Yeah, because you go in at odd hours where you could be the only one there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm out. I'm definitely out.
Well, that brings up like another question. Like, let's say you are in there like when a crime happens. Because, you know, we're coming in early in the morning. Like today, I stopped at the gas station to get gas at 2:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's say that gas station gets robbed while I'm standing there.
Yeah.
I have to stay, right?
No, you don't.
Well, I would understand wanting to leave
Where's
because
that
you're scared. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought I was
going to
get shot. I got out of there.
Okay, let's say that I'm... you Ralph Crabbed it all of a sudden?
Well, you don't have to stay.
Well, like, okay, let's work this out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's say I'm at my car and I'm pumping gas like I was this morning.
Right, and you see a robber.
As I'm standing here, a guy gets robbed. It's the attendant. It's the guy who robbed him. I watched everything happen. The guy gets in the car. He takes off and I'm the only one there. You can't leave.
Yes, I can.
I would have to go in and make sure that attendant is okay.
Well, you can see he's okay. If he didn't hear a gun go off, he's fine.
Bro, it might look suspicious.
Why am I going to go stick up for some corporation's cash?
I'm more worried about the guy who's working there.
He's fine. Did you hear anything? Did anything happen?
Well, no. I mean, he's physically fine. I don't know what that does to somebody.
You want to go in and offer emotional support?
I think you need to go in and ask if that person's okay.
He ain't okay. He just got robbed.
You
so
just
he's
said
fine.
He was fine.
He's fine enough.
What is wrong with you? You're arguing against yourself.
He don't need your help. And I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Sometimes just saying, hey,
hey, I got robbed too one time and I wet myself. Yeah, did you wet yourself?
That might actually make him feel better. Hey, at least I didn't wet myself.
There you go.
I'm not a big old bitch like you. No, wait a minute. If I'm pumping gas.
Right. Outside.
I'm outside. I'm the only one there. Somebody robs the store. Mm-hmm. He takes off and I get in my car and I leave. That looks suspicious, doesn't it?
But
why are you guilty? You didn't do nothing.
I left as soon as the armed robber left.
You got your gas.
Yeah, did I? Tandem.
I'd also understand, though, wanting to leave, like your immediate reaction is to leave, to get out of danger, you know what I mean?
Let the woman speak.
What if he starts shooting out the window and stuff?
Why would he do that?
Because he's just stupid face saw it.
But even though I left,
So he doesn't shoot the gas station attendant who is a face-to-face witness.
Because you look like a narc. Because I better shoot that narc at pump four.
If anybody looks like a narc, it's a man wearing a turtleneck sweater and a jacket.
Yeah. You got narc written all over you.
You didn't even know what narc was before you started this show.
Yes, I did.
Can you take credit for the definition of narc?
Yes.
I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Don't blame me.
Sorry, Katie.
Would you like, okay, so like, let's say you took off because you felt you were in danger and you were scared, but would you either go back or like try to get a hold of like the cops and say like, hey, I was there. I just want to tell you what I saw.
I don't know. How does that work?
Or do you just leave and pretend like it never happened?
So the one thing where you may be screwed if you leave is you're on camera.
Yeah, you would absolutely be on camera.
That would be my fear, is like they're going to try to track me down anyways, so I might as well get ahead of it.
Well, let them track me down then.
Try and catch me, coppers.
Yeah, don't get me now, coppers.
You were just getting gas.
I was just getting gas, a couple of scratchers.
Because a lot of the times when we talk about these news stories, they'll put at the bottom, like, if anybody... You know, if anybody has any information or, you know, you were there and left, please contact, you know, and they'll give you a number to contact.
But think about this. What information would you really have? Because you were pumping gas. Mm-hmm.
But you did
went
witness
down.
It firsthand.
Well, you probably didn't witness it. You probably witnessed the aftermath of the guy running out because you weren't really paying attention, right? Mm-hmm. So all you really saw was the guy getting in a car and leaving.
Sure. What description? What could I help with that? Physical description of the person, the car they were driving, the direction they went after they left?
They went down the road, man.
Yeah. Going north, south, east, west matters.
No, it don't. They'll never catch the guy. Say?
Why, you helping him? Get in the car.
You never get me alive, Kappa.
252 WCMF. You just keep sounding more and more suspicious.
All I want is my goddamn gas to be left alone.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this car that accidentally drove into the window of the fast track on Ridge Road yesterday at 8:30 in the morning. This started with, hey, should you stand there and make sure everyone's okay after it's over? It's now morphed into Tommy has created a crime that he's committed for himself, even though he was just standing there in case of an armed robbery. Here's the other thing that chaps my ass with you. Mm-hmm. Let's say you walked out here after the show.
Yeah.
And there's like five other people on the street. Some guy ran up with a gun and goes, give me your man purse right now.
Right.
And you get robbed. And he hits you with the butt of the gun.
Right.
And everybody else just kept walking and minding their own business.
That'd be terrible.
You would be out of your goddamn
mind.
Yes,
I would be.
You would. You'd be freaking out.
Elderly man and his elderly... old lady purse stolen. It's like, terrible.
It's amazing to me. I can't be bothered to help anybody else. Yeah. But if you were in the situation where you needed someone else to give a physical description and where that person went, how dare you?
I would like to think I have the wherewithal to admit that I am a hypocrite and I am also selfish.
No one should ever
help
you.
And I always put myself first.
No one should ever help you with anything. Ever. Ever.
But you should, because it would look bad.
What if it's like a fight between two people that causes a huge scene and then they really need your statement on it because they don't know who did what, who's the victim, who's, you know, who started it, who, you know, like they might need your story at the end.
Like what I heard?
What you saw, who
started what?
I can't hear with the hearing aids, you know.
You can't hear with the hearing aids.
Well, that far.
The products that exist.
I had them set on the wrong setting.
For you?
I had them to...
To puss? Oh, they're set on puss. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird how that all worked out. One quick thought.
What was that?
You also have to wonder what went through the minds of the employees and the customers in that fast track right as the car smashed through the glass.
Shocking as hell.
Okay, so normally, yes, but think about this.
It also has to, like, you also got to go.
The noise.
God, I'm also thinking of the rest of my day. Like, if I worked there, like, God damn it, man. I got all this to deal with now on top of everything else I got to do around here.
Good point. But if you're standing in there, whether you're a customer or an employee, we've seen a ton of these stories in the last couple of months of these smash and grabs.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, this was an accident. But is your first? Are you expecting to see like five guys jump out of the car and just start?
You
grabbing
may,
everything?
Yeah, based on the news, yeah.
Which would be a stupid thing to do because it's 8:30 in the morning and the doors are open. They could have just walked in and grabbed.
But they could be that brazen. Right?
But you wouldn't need to do it, is what I'm saying.
No.
You're actually causing yourself more.
Make a statement.
Hard. We don't need to smash this glass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.